Dayton's Democratic mayor says the numbers of young children coming into the U.S. alone from Central America constitute a humanitarian crisis. When the federal government contacted her in early July about potentially housing some of them temporarily, she said, of course.
These are children, and they need to be treated humanely while they're on American soil and while we go through the due process with them.
Last week, she faced protests from some activists, but she says she's heard good feedback, too.
We've received great response from the community as citizens of Dayton. People, you know, literally offering to open up their houses, nurses asking how they can help, schools saying, you know, we want to do our part.
But a group of Republicans, including U.S. Representative Mike Turner, has penned a letter to President Barack Obama. It says Mayor Whaley doesn't represent the region. Beaver Creek Mayor Brian Jarvis signed on.
We're a nation of immigrants. However, this has now jumped that line clearly into illegal immigrants.
Jarvis and others say the region can't afford to provide for the kids, even temporarily. Congressman Turner, who represents Dayton and Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, put out a release saying, quote, Mayor Whaley does not have the authority, the resources, or the support to speak on behalf of Dayton and the surrounding communities. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services says its shelters are overcrowded, and it's offering funds for organizations who open up space. Lewis Wallace, WYSO.